This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The current calendar of confirmation hearings has Betsy DeVos, the nominee to be Secretary of Education, taking her turn at that long green table on the Senate side of the Capitol next Tuesday, the 17th. DeVos has spent much of her career and millions of her own dollars promoting charter schools, schools that are publicly funded but privately run. Assuming she gets the job, DeVos steps into a growing debate over the place of charters in public education. From the Education Desk, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Inside a small brick row house in northwest Baltimore, 8-year-old Tyla Smith pulls on a parka, pink hat and gloves, and a huge backpack, heads out the door, and walks one block to Langston Hughes Elementary School. But instead of going inside, she walks around to the parking lot. Langston Hughes closed last year, so she boards a yellow school bus to ride a mile away to Arlington Elementary. Tyla says she doesn't mind.
Because when you walk, your legs feel tired, and when you don't walk, your legs don't feel tired.
But her mom, Naisa Page, a former teacher's aide, is legally blind and misses the convenience and peace of mind of walking her daughter to the neighborhood school down the street.
And it was a good school, small classes, everybody knew each other. It was like a family. Now, at Alton, it's okay and everything, but it's not like Langston Hughes.
The reasons Langston Hughes closed are complicated. Academically, it was one of the best performing schools in its impoverished neighborhood of Park Heights. But enrollment had fallen over the years, partly, many believe, from competition from nearby charter schools.
You are ready for seven. Yes, thank you for asking for the pencil.
About 2 miles away from where Langston Hughes sits empty, another elementary school is thriving. KIPP Harmony Academy, part of the national network of KIPP charter schools.
So we have 6 classes per grade level with 26 kids in each class.
That's almost 800 kids from kindergarten through 4th grade. Principal Natalia Adamson says it's big on purpose.
We believe our parents should be able to be educational consumers like folks can do in more affluent communities. They can choose private schools, public schools, parochial schools, like they can do that.
More parents around the country are choosing charter schools. In the last 6 years, enrollment has grown by more than 60%. More than a quarter of charter school students are African American. In the fall, the NAACP called for a moratorium on charter school expansion amid concerns the schools are diverting higher performing kids and resources away from traditional public schools without the same accountability. Cornell Brooks is the NAACP's national president.
We see all across the country charter schools expanding in ways that impoverish public education as a whole.
That position has put the civil rights group at odds with many black leaders who see charter schools as an alternative, particularly for kids from low-income families. Darrell Bradford is executive vice president of the education reform group 50 Can.
Charter schools are doing amazing work in some of the biggest cities in America for some of the kids who have the least choice and have the least likelihood of having an amazing opportunity.
Clearly, many parents want that opportunity. KIPP Baltimore has a long wait list every year. Gloria Nelson still remembers the sigh of relief when her daughter, Juliana, got in.
Because my neighborhood school is fine. However, it wasn't an option for me. I needed her to be challenged.
Juliana, in 6th grade now, says she is challenged.
And the extracurricular activities they have, like pre-law, it helped me discover like that I wanted to be a lawyer.
Wait a minute, you have pre-law?
Yeah, middle school.
About 70% of the students come from the surrounding community, but advocates for traditional neighborhood schools say it's happening at their expense. The NAACP is holding hearings around the country to debate the issue. In Park Heights, community activists are hoping to build a public library where the beloved Langston Hughes Elementary has closed. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.